Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Michelle Tehue, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is The Graveyard in My Basement. What do you city people do with all your old crap? I've got a big old house with a large, scary basement that's not good for anything but doing laundry and storing old appliances that I can't figure out how to get rid of. I need this basement because I don't know what to do with the old air fryer, the old espresso maker, the old vacuum cleaners, the old printers, the old anything. You can no longer just throw such stuff into the trash, so if you're like me, your entire basement has become an e-graveyard of small appliances and gizmos that you want to get rid of but can't figure out how to do so correctly. There's a free pickup one day a year, but it limits how many items you can get rid of, and you have to wait in line for hours. In the meantime, I just stick each thing in the basement and hope I'll be able to ditch it later. If you're in an apartment, what do you do? Seriously, what do you do? This didn't used to be a problem. When I was a kid, we thought it was perfectly okay to throw everything into the trash. But also, things lasted a lot longer, so you didn't have to worry about it very often. Quality has dropped like a rock in recent years, though. Part of it is planned obsolescence, but part of it is just crappy manufacturing and a demand for low prices that don't support quality work. Everything is new, but not improved. This pretty much sums up modern life. Every new version of every gizmo has more features. Things have more bells and whistles you don't want and will never need, but they'll wear out before you learn how they work. If you're young, you probably don't realize this, but shit used to work. Take vacuums. My mom had an aqua-colored upright vacuum cleaner that lasted forever. I remember us having to change the bags once every couple of months. Yes, there were paper bags you had to mess with, but they took a long time to fill up. I can't even guess how many vacuum cleaners I've had in my life. I've tried buying the pricey ones, and they don't last any longer than the cheap ones. About 5 vacuums ago, I said goodbye to messing with the bags, which I initially considered an improvement, until I realized I would need to empty the collection cylinder of my vacuum every single time I use it. I'm not sure that's actually a plus. I have 3 non-working vacuums in my basement right now. 3! Refrigerators are essentially disposable now. My grandma's curvy old fridge served to rail my entire childhood. She never replaced it until she moved to a more senior-friendly place that came with a new refrigerator. She should have moved the old curvy one to her senior apartment. She was quite elderly when she moved there, but I betcha she outlived the new fridge. If nobody was stupid enough to get rid of her old fridge, it is likely in somebody's garage right now, chugging away and keeping their beer and soda cold. Until the day civilization ends and the electrical grid goes down for good, that fridge will still be doing its thing. I have purchased 3 refrigerators since moving into this house in 2008. My previous one died after only 6 years. 6 years. It's a real pain to replace one. They're heavy and hard to carry up and down stairs. We always have to remove the kitchen door from its hinges to squeeze the fridge in. Not to mention, you have to figure out how to keep your food from spoiling while you're arranging for a new one. My old washing machine was a tank. It performed well for more than 25 years, including lots of years involving filthy grade schoolers, the real test for any machine. Then it died a well-deserved death from old age, and we had to purchase a new one. The new machine came with its owner's manual that's half an inch thick. When something goes wrong, you have to look up the error code. There's no reason for that level of tech. This is a washing machine, not a space shuttle. I want it to swish my clothes through soapy water for a while, and then rinse them and spin the water out. That's it. The new machine has no agitator. Sometimes things come out dirtier than they went in. If you put something dark in it, it may randomly come out with a fine linty coating. It has done this from day one. A friend of mine with the same machine said she's resigned to simply washing everything twice. I wish I had my old one back. It worked great. However, I realize I'll probably have to replace this machine in a couple of years anyway, so I'll just deal with it until then. I dislike my iPhone too. The entire screen is a touch screen, so just by holding it, I end up touching something I didn't mean to touch and navigate to a new page when I didn't want to leave the page I was on. There isn't a home button anymore. The home button was convenient. When I picked it up, I normally did it with my finger on the home button, unlocking it before it got anywhere near my face. Now, I bring it up to my face, and about half the time my phone is like, "Who the hell are you?" I have to put in my passcode instead. It was quite convenient to simply put my finger on the home button. Face ID never works at night, although I'm told it is supposed to. You know what did work at night? Touching the home button. Having the entire front of the phone function as a touchscreen look cool, I thought, before I actually bought it. Coolness matters more than functionality today. Clothes are utterly worthless. I suppose manufacturers think we're all wearing things once or twice and tossing them into the trash, but I keep my clothes for years. Well, I used to. Everything I've bought in the past few years has worn out quickly. The pre-circa 2020 stuff is still fine. I don't know what they're doing to clothes now, but they need to cut it out. T-shirts develop little holes. Bra underwires come painfully unmoored and stab you in the side boobage. Underwear elastic seems to have been barely basted in place. I've had some come apart the first time I wear them. Small appliances? Forget about it. Don't buy any small appliances. Air fryers don't last. Neither do slow cookers or toasters or blenders. I seldom blow dry my hair, but I still want to keep a working dryer for those times when it's too cold to go out with wet hair or when there's some special occasion that demands I take more care than usual. I picked up my old one and it literally broke into two pieces. I tried to fit it back together, and in the process, it became three pieces. I gave up and took it to the e-graveyard in my basement and bought a new one. I think it's fair to say cars are an exception. They last much longer than they used to. That's a good thing, because they're so expensive that the only course for most of us is to keep driving them for 20 years. Or maybe that's just me. Actually, the average car on the road today is only a bit more than 12 years old. It always costs more to fix things than outright replace them, and that's if you can fix them at all. My great-grandfather used to be able to fix anything, but he wouldn't be allowed to do that now. Absolutely everything is disposable, yet impossible to actually dispose of, at least if you want to do it properly. Sure, you can dump things in a ditch somewhere if you're an asshole, or break things into pieces and hide them in your trash, a little at a time. Maybe this is a business opportunity. You can pay me to take your crap, and I'll tuck it into my basement. I have enough room to get away with it for a while. Boy, are my kids going to curse me when my husband and I die, and they have to deal with the appliance graveyard. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.